non-life-threatening injuries. Two of these have been released and discharged from the hospital. The other two survivors are considered to be in stable condition.
The chief says the shooter, a 15-year-old girl, turned her weapon on herself and died. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says schools in Wisconsin have been working to make themselves safer.
Improve hardening at schools, and that's led to locks on the inside of classroom doors and reducing points of entry. Looking at the evidence and seeing that things like a confidential reporting system keep kids safe is also part of it.
He was tried in absentia by and wanted by Ukraine for using chemical weapons in the Russian invasion. Now, as BBC's Karen Giannone reports, he's dead.
Russian state media say a senior general in charge of Russia's nuclear protection forces has been killed in a bomb explosion in Moscow. Igor Kirillov and his assistant are reported to have died as they left an apartment building southeast of the Kremlin.
TikTok is asking the Supreme Court to block or delay the law saying its Chinese-based parent company must sell its interest in the U.S. or have the popular app banned here. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
TikTok is asking the Supreme Court for emergency relief because with hundreds of millions of users, they would need more time to unwind their business or find a buyer, which the Chinese government wouldn't allow anyway. Of course, that's part of the problem, the power that the Chinese government has over TikTok, even if only indirectly.
The new law goes into effect January 19. A New York judge has rejected President-elect Trump's bid to dismiss his New York election interference conviction tied to a hush money payment. CBS News reporter Graham Cates.
This motion was filed after two important events. Trump was convicted in May, and then just a few weeks later, the Supreme Court of the United States published a landmark decision in which they concluded that former presidents have immunity for prosecution for their official acts.
It's unclear when or whether a sentencing date might be set. After months of deadlock, Israel and Hamas appear to be moving closer toward a ceasefire after 14 months of war. Hamas officials now say they are prepared to show more flexibility on the timing of an Israeli troop withdrawal from Gaza. And Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, said Monday, a deal is closer than ever. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-419-2387. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387.
There are fewer on board now as the wheels on the school bus go round and round.
More and more school districts are cutting back or eliminating bus transportation for students. Costs and trouble finding drivers are two of the big reasons. It's happened in Kelly Harvey's school system in South Jersey.
We're kind of left scrambling to figure out, are we driving our kids to school? Are they walking? And how are we going to get them there?
Several startup companies are working to provide rideshare services for students. Fewer than 30% of students use a school bus, according to a 2023 federal survey. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
If you're hoping for lower borrowing costs for homes, credit cards, and cars, you may be disappointed after Wednesday's Federal Reserve meeting. The Fed's policymakers have signaled to expect fewer interest rate cuts next year than were previously expected. They are set to reduce their benchmark rate, which affects many consumer and business loans, by a quarter point to about 4.3% this week. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and gusty west winds in the overnight. Sunrise temperatures falling to the lower 30s. Even more clouds on the way going into Tuesday with highs in the lower 40s. Snow will be likely Tuesday night. Accumulations will be well under an inch. Right now, it's 37.
W-R-J-N. Ba 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 ba. Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Flat top. Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Going back to find a simpler place and time.
Takes that ride.
Oh,
guess it's gonna be right by his side.
this world than live without him.
They shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet. to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. But how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
You're coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide, go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide, go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside, now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide, go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry and I cry. Ooh, sugar pie.
trade your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
All right now, all right.
She said, love, love above. Now it's gonna trick me in love. Ah! All right now, baby, it's all right now, yeah. All right now, baby, it's all right now. All right now, baby, it's all right.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report started at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be right.
don't care to hear them play a thing. I need to move to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Madison, Wisconsin is the latest American community where a dawn will rise on people asking why. In this case, why two people were killed and six others injured too seriously in a school shooting.
At Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin, shots were fired and it was a second grader who called to report it. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
The shooter has now been identified as 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, who went by the name Samantha.
Chief Barnes says Rupnow died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The police say a motive for the shooting was not immediately known, nor was it clear if her victims were targeted. The head of Russia's nuclear defense forces has been killed in a bomb explosion in Moscow. Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov had been wanted by Ukraine for using chemical weapons in the invasion.